do you do? You know I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I said, good morning, blues. Blues, how do you? You know I'm doing all right, buddy. Good morning, how are you? Hi, my name is Michael Hawkeye Herman. I'm a blues musician and a Quad Cities native. It's a pleasure being able to take part in this project being produced by the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. The song I just played for you is a traditional blues lyric, Good Morning Blues. In the chapters of the book which this CD accompanies, much has been told about the blues, its history, the lyrics, the sociological impact, etc., but very little about the actual music. I hope that in the next few minutes I can bring you a greater understanding of the music that is the blues. One of the comments made by many of the authors who contributed to the anthology is that all popular music, from rock to rap to country and jazz, is based in or has grown out of the blues musical form and style. This is the first truly American music, fusing the musical traditions brought from Africa with those brought from Europe. The blues. The term blues means many things, but it is accurate to say that the term refers mainly to a specific musical and poetic form or structure. It is within this framework that the musician must create in a way similar to the haiku or sonnet poets. The blues are bounded by chord structure, scale, and a set number of measures or bars in each stanza. In the most common form of the blues, 12-bar blues, as in the example I performed for you earlier, Good Morning Blues, each verse is 12 measures long and follows a standard blues chord progression. Literally thousands of songs have been written in this form, but a good blues singer can make his song sound new and different each time, despite the repetition of the pattern in song after song. Here are the basic musical characteristics of blues music. The song is made up of three phrases of four measures or bars each. That's three phrases, which are four measures each. Three times four equals 12. 12 bars, 12 measures. This is different from most Western music, which usually is made up of two phrases or four phrases. So most 12-bar blues have three lines of singing. The first line is repeated, followed by the third line, which rhymes with the first two. In poetry, this is called the AAB format. For example, in Good Morning Blues, I sang, Good Morning Blues, Blues How Do You Do? That's the first A. Then I repeated it. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Second A. Then the rhyming line. I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? That's B. AAB poetry format. Three lines of singing. The first line is repeated, followed by the third line, which rhymes with the first two. The melody in blues music conforms with that poetic format of the lyrics. A phrase is played, then a second phrase, similar in contour to the first, is played, and then a third melodic phrase completes the musical idea. So now I'll combine the poetic form, AAB form, for the lyrics, with a melody, three phrases in the lyrics, three phrases in the melody. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? Now let's add the chord format, the chord pattern for blues, to the lyrical form and the melody form. The most common form of blues has a 12-bar stanza, and follows a standard blues chord progression. This progression utilizes the three most basic chords in any given key: the tonic, also known as Roman numeral 1, the subdominant, also written and known as Roman numeral 4, and the dominant 7. The dominant 7th is written as Roman numeral 5-7. In the key of C, those three chords would be C, F, and G7. C is the tonic, or 1 chord, F is the subdominant, or 4 chord, and G7 is the dominant 7th, or 5-7th chord. Likewise, in the key of A, we would have A as the tonic, number 1, Roman numeral 1, D as the 4 chord, Roman numeral 4, and E7 as the dominant 7th, or Roman numeral 5-7. So in the key of A, D, and E7. In some of the other keys, for example, the 1, 4, and 5-7th chord would be as follows. In D, D, G, and A7th. In G, G, C, and D7th. In E, E, A, and B7th would be the basic chords. Now let's put those chords in their appropriate measures. In the standard blues progression, the 1 chord is played for 4 measures, the 4 chord for 2 measures, the 1 chord for 2 measures, and then the 5-7th chord for 1 measure, the 4 chord for 1 measure, and finally the 1 chord for 2 measures, which gives us a total of 12. I'm going to play through the blues chord progression in the key of E. 1, 2, 3, 4. 11, 2, 3, 4, 12, 2, 3, 4. Now I'll play the same 12-bar blues chord progression in the key of E using the E, A, and B7th chords, and I'll call out when I change the chord as I count the measure and time. 1, 2, 3, 4. To make this 12-bar blues progression more interesting, the Roman numeral 1-7 chord, or E7 chord, the tonic, can be played in the fourth measure to lead into the Roman numeral 4 chord, or the A chord. And the Roman numeral 5-7 chord, or the B7 chord, can be played in the 12th measure to bring the song back to the beginning for the next verse. Now, the progression in E would sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. E2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. E7. 1, 2, 3, 4. A2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. E2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. B7. Now I'll sing and play through the chords of Good Morning Blues for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? Of course, I've been playing a guitar accompaniment that is based on one chord strum per beat. This is very easy to hear, and it's very easy to play. The challenge of making blues interesting is to use the form and the chord progression and vary the rhythmic aspects of the music. For example, I was just playing one chord strum per beat, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Quarter notes. I might be moved to play a rhythm that is in eighth notes rather than in quarter notes. So instead of counting 1, 2, 3, 4, I would be counting and playing 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And now that I'm playing eighth notes as an accompaniment, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, I might want to make a little change in the bass line as I'm doing that and turn it into a boogie-woogie bottom, like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 chord form, 12 bars, I can start to finger pick. Perform the original song I used at the top of this discussion, Good Morning Blues. I'll sing two verses. I'll repeat the same two verses. This time, I urge you to pay close attention to the various components that we discussed regarding 12-bar blues. Three phrases of four measures each. A poetic format of AAB. The chords 1, 4, and 5 in the key of E. I'll be playing E, A, and B7. Listen close and tap your foot to the beat. Try and count out the 12 measures. Try and hear the chord changes. Try and predict where the chords will change. And why not sing along? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you? Morning blues, blues, how do you do? You know I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? Good morning blues, blues, how do you do? I said good morning blues, blues, how do you? You know I'm doing all right, buddy.
morning, how are you?
Of course, the blues are much more than a musical form. They are an intensely personal statement of mood and circumstance, all having its beginnings in the oppression and disenfranchisement of African Americans. Perhaps the most important and influential musical contribution to come out of this country's culture. It would be difficult to find a type of music in America today that has not been influenced in some part by the blues. The blues is what I call the watershed of American popular music. I hope in this short discussion I've been able to help you understand the music that is the blues.